New direction for the show today.
I dig it.
It's all mid-70s. Like, I guess you would say easy listening, but jazz fusion as well.
Is there going to be a time where you ever go back to not changing into a new direction for the show at the start of every show?
No. It's improv. What can you say? I like to keep people on their toes. None of this is funny, but it's coming out of my mouth.
No, I dig it, man. I dig
Thank
it.
You.
I'm even using 70s black vernacular.
Yes,
because
black-nacular.
Chris is a jive turkey. Let's just put that out there.
Let's be honest.
He is a jive turkey.
It is what it is. He is a bit of a jive turkey. I mean, I know that he made us wait for him for an hour because
I didn't make you wait.
Yeah,
it worked out that way.
Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of like
he doesn't like to own up to things either. I don't know if you could tell.
He's not a physically abusive dad, but he's like the dad that holds his family hostage for dinner. Because he's like, look, if I catch any of you eating without me, I will beat you within an inch of your life with this belt.
But feel free. Feel free to eat if you want.
Daddy.
Physically obesive, more like.
I like that.
But daddy needs to go to the bar, because you are all such bad kids and a bad wife, and have a few.
Are you
right.
leaving,
before.
Pete?
Pete's just leaving. Okay.
Right. Well, I'm 45 minutes late, and now Pete's here and gone. What? I'm not speaking right. What is wrong with
Yeah, maybe we should start over. Pete,
I think we're all having
Has Pete taken over? Like, has he just succumbed to the producer
Ew.
Role? I know. Sajiz to the producer. Sorry, you can't say that. F8 that. Is he just going to be the producer now? Because I noticed that he talks less. He leaves a lot more. And
oh, I think he just doesn't care.
Okay.
there's no production taking place. I just don't think he much
He's
cares
over
for
it?
This show.
He's over
well,
your basement?
Let's be honest. This is just a jerk-off that I do because I grew up listening
F8
to radio.
That.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I can see that. But, I mean, you did get, like, you know.
I love it. It'll go nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, if I
well, that's comforting.
Ever
that's
achieve in other places, like, people might find it.
Yeah.
But barring me, I don't know, like, becoming a race car driver, shooting the president, some sort of infamy, you
right.
know, like, I don't know.
Wait, so when did you learn that this
Can
was going to
lead
to
Can you not say president
nothing?
In my presence, please? Thank you.
Yes.
When did you learn that this was, or when did you take, or get, I guess, just,
You won't get to your point.
When did you just accept the fact that this wasn't going to go? Was that a year ago? Has it always been like that?
That's when
because
he invited
I feel like
on.
It's kind of messed up that you led Pete in shorts on for a year,
right.
believing that this is actually going to go somewhere, if that's how you truly
no,
feel.
No, when Pete came on, that was kind of my last gasp of thinking something could happen.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
like Pete
that's
tried
good.
A good 4 or 5 months.
So okay,
and nothing happened.
So before
yeah.
shorts actually
Great,
jumped
awesome.
On.
Good thing well, I'm not like building big plans behind the scenes.
You guys are radio guys, so I feel doing this for the sake of doing it is fine.
Yeah.
Like if
awesome.
we're three skilled rappers, clearly you're the only skilled rapper here,
Thanks,
but
man.
If we were three skilled rappers.
Like, here I was thinking we were slowly building a chemistry and working out the kinks for something later, and I guess I mean, completely wrong.
Look,
I'm sorry.
I hope that happens. That would represent 10 years of my life being for something.
Right.
Instead of nothing. Instead of just like, when I die, they're going to etch like a little microphone on my tombstone.
Oh, that's so sad.
To be like, he podcasted.
Oh, my God.
Imagine what they're going to etch on mine.
Just the caramel bugle.
I was just going to say like a link to the JFK website.
CBSlocal.org yeah. /Zanga/MySpace.biz
It's the nothing shit.
Count these latest Redskins trade rumors.
Why do they hoard that? You know what you should do? You should buy a vanity link and just have it forward to your article so you can at least pretend like you have a real website.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is. I mean, we don't have to.
No, it's cool.
Right
and then
now.
Every fifth link would be a dummy link that just goes to that picture of him with his black prom date.
Emphasis on dummy link.
Just like a Russian roulette thing.
Everyone, all right, dude, chill with the trigger words. Christ.
Oh, oh you God. Can't say that one on air.
Yeah.
F8.
Oh, yeah, the African American words.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Took it too far.
Oh, God.
Remember when you had a job? No. Everyone, it's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I am joined by Othman Bousharib today.
Yo.
Of the Rodcast. Like Let's say that.
What a tease.
I like how you kind of Arabed up his name a little bit.
I like
How'd
it.
You say it?
I go, Othman Bousharib.
Othman Bousharib.
Othman Bousharib.
Othman Bousharib.
Yes. I used to know how to say Papa's last name, the Greek way. What
yeah,
is it?
Not my
Papa
slave name.
Papa Giorgio or something
Papa
like that?
Papa Giorgio, yeah.
Giorgio.
Giorgio.
Nice to, thanks for having me, guys. It's been a while. It's been a while.
You've been busy.
Hold my head up high.
Sort of. I've just been ducking you guys because I didn't really have the money to pay you back for those classes, but now I do, so
that's
I'm ready
nice.
To be your friends again.
That's cool.
Yeah.
We're ready to be friends with you again, too.
Let's do it.
Funny how that works. Also got Chris Lingbach in studio.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hi, buddy. What's
I'm
on your
on
hat?
On time, ready to go.
You are. You in no way were 1 hour late.
Dude, yeah, Othman's going to have a sip of my protein shake real quick.
That's cool. What's the proof of the protein shake?
What?
Nothing.
I mean, first of all, you donkey lipped that thing so hard that I feel like
donkey, huh?
I can't say trigger.
No.
But that's interesting. It's not. It's very the viscosity of that protein shake is unlike any other.
Very runny
before. Yeah,
viscous.
Very
fluids.
Runny and combustible.
Every time I hear viscosity, it makes me think of Dr. Steve.
Of course,
fluids.
By the way, Pete is going to be here. One day, someday.
That's what you guys were probably saying about me for 45 minutes, right?
Well, no, we were at mother effing you for the past 39 minutes, man.
Figured as much.
We were riffing hard on how much he blew.
We were all coming up with our own scenarios to bring up on the show as to why you are the worst friend out of all of us and how you've done this over and over in each of our individual friendships.
Yeah. You know what really sucks about this?
What?
Is that I'm paranoid about a lot of things.
There's a little Jesse Ventura there.
I was naturally paranoid. I was
a U.S. Navy SEAL.
I was rightfully paranoid because this is exactly what I was imagining you guys talking about when I was hitting every goddamn light possible on the way here. F8 that, please.
So you were late and you were worried that we were going to talk about how you were being late.
Basically, yeah. not only worried, like really angrily annoyed at myself, essentially.
Were you doing that weird thing where you hold the lighter up to your clenched fist?
I didn't leave. I legitimately didn't leave work until I was already supposed to be here.
Supposed to meet you guys
here at 7, and I didn't leave work until
maybe if you worked
7.
Harder.
Are you trying to like draw some sympathy out of us?
Yeah. No,
like,
I'm not. You know that angering type of traffic that you hit?
Yeah.
Where it's like every single light, and you have to be somewhere, so it's like your anger is amplified, and you're just. Fuming.
Okay.
Fuming mad.
You're fuming.
Not fucking mad. Fuming mad.
Okay, yeah. It's like everyone's working against you, including yourself.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait, why did you have to stay at work so late?
Like, you're just sitting behind every single traffic light going, there's nothing I can do about this. Zero I can do about this, and it's maddening.
Was there some like
John
crazy
maddening
breaking news that kept you at the office super late? Or
no, let's just say I took a sleeping aid last night and was
butt late?
3 hours late to work.
Oof.
So it just sort of pushed things back a little bit.
Okay.
My boss actually, credit to him, didn't text me until 1 p.m. that said, are you coming into work today?
Damn, Jesus.
Jesus H, dude. What time did you come in?
1 p.m.
So he texted you as you were coming in?
Yeah. He literally texted me right as I'm walking.
That is so awkward. So
I said, be right there 2 seconds. We'll explain fully.
What was your explanation?
I took a sleeping aid.
Oh, last night. Okay.
No, I think his explanation was he probably breathed in his boss's face. And he's like, okay.
Oh, shut up, John.
I was doing some character work last night. What kind of sleeping
aid? That's not true, for the record.
Yeah.
What kind of sleeping aid did you take?
Silly Trazodone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll do a number on you.
Yeah, it.
Are you prescribed?
Me. Yeah. I just don't take it because of like instances like this. I just don't feel
wait,
like,
is that a muscle
reliable,
relaxer, too?
No, it's a sleep aid that just happens to help you not think that the world's going to end tomorrow.
Oh, I legit just figured you were like wink, you know, quote unquote sleep aid for Loco.
No.
You thought I was just making up
a description? Yeah, like just Four Loco and barbiturates, like as usual. But
We'll talk after the air.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, please.
After the air. What is wrong with me?
Yeah, there's no air here.
I am after definitely...
After the air is all gone because the polar ice caps have evaporated.
I have been smoking freebase retard as well lately, so don't worry.
What is wrong?
Is that a new prescription for you? Because...
Here's what I wanted to happen. I wanted to get here on time at 7 p.m. and be friends with my friends here. And then instead, I'm just sitting in my car furious because I did it to myself, just like everything else, just like the alcoholism, just like you gaining 60 pounds in 2 years. And then nobody's going to ask any questions about it. I'm sure I meant to do that. I'm sure I meant to do all of those things. It just sort of happened. All right.
I understand.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
You were under 200 2 years ago. That's what I took away from this. When was that?
I appreciate your passion. I really do.
Yeah.
But that doesn't.
Don't strain yourself, fatty. You'll pop your heart.
Damn, dude. You hear that?
No, I weigh.
Go at each other with fat jokes.
No. I'm at 259. A couple of months ago when I started CrossFit, I was at 259.
Oh, so you just lost what? A pound?
I refused to weigh in because I did like 4 weeks in and
you
I was
just stopped
down
eating
maybe
shitty
an ounce.
Beans for a little while. That's all.
I don't do the shitty beans bit.
By the way,
Bob was in here all night.
Keep thinking I didn't know that you were mocking the shit out of me on Twitter today. F8 that, please.
Wait, how was I mocking you specifically?
Because you're
mentioned
doing the
three
bit
different
where
bits.
You're hashtagging bad bits that I think are funny that aren't. You're mocking me. I know exactly. You've been intently listening to every episode that I've been on for the past 6 months.
I know I love you on the show.
And I appreciate that.
I do.
But
I
you're really only listening because you're just building up ammo to fucking mock me with. F8 that, please.
Wait, but what about the...
I fucking know you. You
won't even let me speak. What about the hashtag I'm Jewish
now
thing?
He's doing the F8
That had nothing to do with you.
Right, that was John's
bad. That was me mocking him?
Yes, you were mocking John. You were mocking me.
Honestly, that was the only bit that I genuinely liked out of those three hashtags. Was mocking you, but John, I think the Jewish bit is hilarious. And honestly, I think the only reason you didn't sell it with him is because you're worried about coming off anti-Semitic on the show or whatever, because you have like a real job at CBS Local. And I think that you whored him a little bit because it was a funny bit. And you guys know sold
him. He didn't want to anger.
Oh, did we know sell you? Was it money, Ricky?
Yeah, he was down to the felt on the show, to be honest with you. And he was kind of depending on you guys to help to size him up, and you didn't do that.
Did you get steamed in your undies?
I think someone needs to calm down with the Jeff smoker.
Honestly,
right?
I think you guys have been doing a great job on the show. I love you on the show. I love Thom on the show. He does a really good job too.
Thanks, man.
My
you
favorite,
to save my...
honestly, dude, I'm not even gonna lie. The episode that I went back and watched and listened to the most was the one where you were doing the character work and you were falling asleep in the middle of the show and just forcing Papa to try to create something out of nothing, because that just made me laugh so hard. And I don't know if it was entertaining to everybody like it was to me.
Doesn't matter. It's funny. Yeah.
That's
funny.
I can tell you by the tweet. Definitely
so
was not.
That was genuine praise. I was literally like getting coffee with you guys because that's a praise BDK bit. But
thanks for explaining it.
Well, you whored me. You just no-sold me like you did with him. But I love you on the show, and I do like those bits, even though I think that they don't translate very well on the podcast. Medium.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's probably it. Well, I should probably tell you this, John.
Sure.
Your voice won't crack right now.
Let me crack my voice a little bit more. Thom, who was on the show, what was it, a week or two ago? How long ago was it?
I think it was last week. He was doing it was two weeks ago. Yeah, the Facebook bit.
He was genuinely annoyed by the Jewish bit, too.
Yeah, but you guys kind of teamed up against Papa, and it was kind of like, oh, I'm going to pretend this annoys me. Oh, you're going to pretend this annoys you too? All right, let's do that for the rest of the show.
No, here's the conclusion that we came to, was that, see, we had always talked about doing the improv cast or something.
Yeah.
Like a side thing where we can do our character.
Improva's basement.
On a separate like show so that we don't bring it in here and ruin this terrible show.
Yeah.
So, instead,
this is pride and joy. Dude.
Instead, you brought it into this show because we don't have improv cast, because you just whore me and you're never gonna let us fucking do the improv cast. F8 that. Thank you.
See, he's doing a character right now where John has to go back and edit this.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, John does. Yeah. John has.
Oh, that's right. I do send it to you sometimes. Yeah.
Dude, kayfabe. What the fuck? Why do you always break that?
Well, this isn't the improv cast.
Yeah, exactly. I'm keeping it real.
Yeah, he's not John.
What I'm
improv
saying is that
Georgia.
What was frustrating about the Jewish bit wasn't the fact that it wasn't funny at all. It was the fact that John surprised us with it. It was
not part of the
album.
Didn't
you surprise him with your character work?
There was a 45. Of course, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I know you're throwing my own hypocrisy back in my face, and I understand it, and I appreciate
like
it. And fuck you for it. F8, please, thank you.
You don't get to be mad at me for making a good point there.
Yeah, I do. Fuck you. That's why F8.
He gets to hip.
What was annoying is that there was a 45-minute pre-show production extraordinary thing that you love to do for where it's like you and Pete jerk each other off and
hang out with our bros
and how we
get
focus
coffee. Yeah, or we could just hang out here with the mics on, but that's cool too. That's another story for a different day.
It's just a hang, brother, man.
And never once in that 45 minutes did the Jewish bit come up. You just surprised us with it out of the gate, took all the wind out of the room, out of the sail, or whatever the fuck we're sitting
in.
We're sitting in
the energy out of the room, yeah. I think you mean.
Yeah, you took all the energy out of the room right from the very start of the show, and then it was just like, all right, cool, well, fuck us then.
But you guys kind of decided
Let's just spend 45 minutes trying to find momentum.
I mean, for you to say that,
I thought Pete riffed with it.
Yeah, Pete was digging it.
I mean, I was trying.
Just like the time I came in and said I was a quarter Korean and Pete pulled at his eyelids.
If I was in
I'm
there,
always there for you, Johnny.
I totally would have been prepared and ready for the bit because I saw you tweet about it like 4 days before.
By the way, I guess on headphone roulette on who has the shitty headphones that only seldom work.
Sorry, bro.
I guess I lost this week.
Yeah, sorry.
I originally had it, but you weren't here. Yeah, as much as...
Yeah, we smoked him out.
Oh, do you mean Russian roulette? Hurting.
That's three Trump jokes.
Stick it in my poop. I know, because I saw your face and I realized how it annoys you, and I'm like subconsciously trying to get back at you.
No, it doesn't annoy me.
No, it annoys you. I know. Dude, I know. Don't worry.
I love these two fighting like a married couple.
How is he mad at me for him being an hour late? I want everybody... Let the record state that this guy was 59 minutes late,
anger,
and he comes in here on fire, angry at everybody else. How does that happen?
He is a judo master.
Wall just got
no,
10 feet
he
higher.
Is not. He has his white belt. He has the one yellow strip that you get after 2 weeks of going to classes.
They put the butt-hurting electric tape on.
Are you talking about my stretch marks, dude?
You're not allowed to be mad at everybody for you being late.
I'm sure I can.
There were millions and millions.
Can you be mad at them and then at me?
Yes, of course. Yeah, you're my guy, Pete.
All your listeners were waiting for the YouTube link to go up. We were sitting here, you know, jacking our peepees because you gotta F8 that. Because,
no, that stays.
Because this guy had to write a story about Chris Russell.
Oh my God, I just you know that thing where like you laugh sometimes so hard that you almost pass out? That just happened to me.
Not on this show.
I literally almost died right in front of you guys because you made a funny.
Thanks, buddy. I love your beard, by the way.
Thanks,
it's
dude.
Very,
it sucks. It makes me feel old and I want to die, and it doesn't matter because I'm going to.
It's the beard of an 80s AIDS patient, but not the face of an 80s AIDS patient.
That's so funny, dude. Yeah, I think you made a fat joke. Yeah, that's two fat jokes that you've made about him.
Well, he came in saying he was heavy.
This is CrossFit John.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a bully now. Give me 30 more pounds. I'll be the biggest dick on earth. I'll be kicking sand in your shit on the beach.
Don't you feel like...
I think you mean widest dick.
Damn. That's true.
What does that mean?
I wish I had the widest dick.
Yeah.
I was trying to make fun of your dick by calling it a chode. Uh-huh. And when you said biggest dick, I was like, no, John's not the biggest dick.
But that's great. I would love
to see he's rocking like a tuna can.
My mental process is all out of
whack. I'd
be
fine with Charlie Tuna.
That would be horrible.
It'd be kind
how would you even make any like penetration?
Because the joke didn't work because he was talking about losing weight.
How long is this wide dick?
Yeah.
It's literally a tuna can in this hypothetical.
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
Mine's 8 3/4, but I measure from the small of my back. So so why are you mad at us?
Can I tell you this terrible joke that my dad used to tell me all the time?
Yeah, I'm sorry if it's about penis length.
Yeah, it was a bathroom joke, and he goes, son, and it was like as we're up at the urinal, he goes, this is where the dicks hang out. And I was like, oh, that's, what?
No.
And he was like, well, it's a detective joke. Dicks.
Dicks. Like Dick Tracy?
Right. Dicks hang out in the bathroom. This is where the dicks hang out in front of the urinal. And I was like, I don't
That's
get
a
it.
Tough sell.
Hmm.
Yeah, so what were you going to say?
Your dad's always he's always going for those risky jokes.
Yeah.
Like the you can see their Hooters pop out and stuff.
You wonder where I get it from.
I was going to say, yeah. Runs in the family.
This is where their Hooters hang out.
That was the first time I met his dad. Uh-huh. It was when he walked up to us at Potbelly.
Just it was you, me, Chad Dukes, and who else?
I don't know. Some other,
Forgotten Soul.
Yeah.
His name was Seth Rich.
And we're sitting there eating. We're eating Potbelly, and all of a sudden, we see this dude confidently strolling up to our table, and we had no idea.
It was
who
my
was.
Worst fear because we lived right around the corner from this Potbelly, and when I say we, I meant when I lived in a 2-bedroom apartment with my parents.
He means
Fairfax.
Worked.
Okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
you didn't know it was his dad? Like, he was walking over with an eyeless dog under his arm?
I saw his old Cadillac just, like, sitting, like, the next corner over. Like, and we're sitting outside on the street corner eating our stupid sandwiches.
Okay.
And I'm like, this can't be happening.
This is a scene from Boys in the Hood.
He's so happy and confidently strolling up to our table. Oh, and I hear Shores go, oh, God, please, no. Oh, no. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, what, does he know this guy? And he's like, oh, God, oh, no. And then his dad gets to our table and he goes, hey, how's it going, son? And Shores like, hey, guys, this is my dad. This is Dad. This is Othello, Chad, and whatever, Ryan. And he goes, without missing a beat, his dad goes, yeah, I'm sitting here in my car. You know, a lot of the young mothers, they're running around chasing their sons, and sometimes their hooters pop out.
Oh, God. Oh. Can you think of a worse person to say that in front of, too, than Chad Dukes, who's, like, totally going to mock you about it for 1,000 years.
On the air, yeah. So everyone knows that your dad just sits there waiting for young mother's hooters to pop out.
And the worst part was I saw him sitting in his car for 10 minutes before he came over, which like, means he was actually doing it. He was actually sitting in his car waiting for the young mother's hooters to pop out of their shirt.
I've never inverted heard Pringles can in his lap.
I've never heard anybody use the word hooters the way it's intended.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
like you only hear that when people are being ironic or going to Hooters.
It was literally the worst situation that could have happened in that instance and the worst choice of words. All of it. The whole thing was the worst situation.
Anyone old enough to sexually interact with breasts would not use the term.
I'm sure Dukes doesn't bring it up all the time, by the way.
I mean, it's why wouldn't he, though?
I think he will now.
Yeah.
You can see their Hooters pop out.
I'll send an email and tell him to write it into the Christmas card.
Thank you. Okay.
So what's up, guys? What's up, guys? I heard that you went viral the other day and you tried to ruin it for everybody.
That's a thing.
I did. I did ruin it. I managed to ruin it for everyone. The other day.
Everyone. I mean, you really did. Even the dead.
No, I ruined it for Jim Vance. I ruined it for Chris Lingbach. I ruined it for Chris's eyeless dog.
Can you stop making fun of his eyeless dog?
Yeah, what?
His mother clearly is not happy about that.
His mom doesn't listen to the podcast.
If it was a cat, you would never bring it up.
It's really sad, too, because, like, the first time I went over there after she got her eyes removed, she still plays fetch. She's acclimated really well.
Can we not talk about your eyeless dog, what? Dude?
Real quick. And the first time I threw her her stuffed animal.
Did you take the eyes off that, too?
God, dude.
My dad starts laughing, and I'm like, what are you laughing at? And he goes... Uh-huh. He goes, because you threw it too high, she couldn't hear it drop, so she doesn't know how to find it.
Oh my God, dude, that breaks my heart, man.
Hold on. I just want to.
Don't show me a picture of an eyeless dog.
Do you have a picture of it?
I'm not.
If you do that,
I won't do anything.
I'm not going to show you a picture of a dog. All right.
I don't know. This is going to be something.
This is just an eyeless cavefish. That's
okay,
all
right.
Yeah, there you go.
I can deal with that.
That's cool. What's the point of that?
Because it doesn't have eyes.
You're trying to halt another show?
Yeah.
Why not, exactly. Right?
The cavefish was
Jewish.
It's
not going anywhere,
the
right?
The incredible halt.
It's gefilte fish.
Come up with this.
Wait, so if it was... Honestly, if it was, I truly believe that if it was an eyeless cat, he would never bring it up ever.
Oh.
But because he has no soul and doesn't care about dogs,
my penchant for cruelty goes beyond my loyalty to cats. So.
I find that hard to believe.
I laugh because I would cry otherwise.
How about we blind one of Pete's cats and we test the hypothesis?
Yeah, I was he's definitely crapped on my cats before.
Yeah.
And has wished ill upon them.
You don't have an eyeless cat.
No, I don't. No, but like every time I brought home or like taking care of like a rescue cat or something like that, he's like, what's it like to
have a
dying
really
cat?
It's a really fancy way for saying you while drunk at 1 a.m. on Friday night stole a cat.
John Doe's going to say some
That cat came to me. Right?
John does say some really soulless stuff. Like,
I know,
he'll like look into your soul and he'll go, what's the worst thing I can say? But kind of joking, but in a way that you're really not sure if he is.
Yeah, well, I want to acknowledge what you said, but then make you feel bad about it,
right.
even though it was something totally genuine.
Which comes back to my point about the viral post is that John's a terrible person.
No.
I never got
to see this post,
look,
John.
I'm gonna present my case to the listener.
Yeah.
And you guys at the end of this, you judge if I'm terrible.
And by that, he means lie to the listeners.
Well, you'll have your chance to rebuttal.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So
this is Papa versus Chris Lingbach. Yeah.
In the battle over nothingness.
So what happened?
All right. So was it Saturday? It was Saturday morning. Word broke that beloved DC cultural icon institution. Mm-hmm. News anchor Jim Vance for our local NBC affiliate. Like, imagine Anchorman if it were real and he weren't an ass.
And he was black.
Yeah, and he's black. You can't forget the most important part.
I don't think that's the best way to describe this situation, but go ahead.
So Jim Vance, very black. he was our, the anchor at NBC4 since,
for,
like, 72?
I think 49 years or something.
A
insane
ridiculous
like
ridiculous run. Right. Ridiculous. Like, unheard of, will never happen again. The guy, I think when Mary and Barry got busted for crack, his first call afterwards on how to rehab his image was to Jim Vance, who, like, made it through some coke problems of his own in the mid-80s. The guy just,
allegedly.
Yeah. The guy, like, everyone in DC loved him. My childhood was watching that news for cats. That was my team.
So he's a big deal in the DC metro area. Legend.
He, beloved. Like, no one, anyone dislikes Jim Vance.
A dead legend.
Yeah. Legit, you'd be like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, the guy is just above reproach. I don't know. So word broke he died Saturday morning. And
do you think they put out a breaking news sounder?
Yeah.
At his funeral?
And they got a CGI Jim Vance to talk about it. Do you think they, like, maybe 2 weeks when
dude,
he was...
that would be hilarious if he pre-taped his own
announcement. I was going to say, yeah, when he was really fading.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to step on
you. Like, come on, Jim.
That's such a good bit.
Be a team player.
So what happens? So he dies.
I am dead.
Breaking.
Yeah.
More at 11.
I am talking to you from the ether.
Vance's view.
It's the inside of a coffin.
Yeah. That's actually, like, they should do that. That would be so great.
Just
so
cut to Vance's view and it's just black.
It's like Tupac, like,
it's just a gaping
talking
hole
about
in
his
the
own
ground.
Death on 7 albums. So what happened? So he died. You were
he
bummed
dies,
out.
And
that's, you care about that more than Eyeless Dogs.
Very much so, okay. Yeah. I don't know what it was. Maybe we've been doing too much improv lately. But between me hearing about it and my drive home from my CrossFit gym where I'm becoming sexy, it was like a 10-minute thing, and I conceived of just, like, writing a Facebook post where I, like, pretty tongue-in-cheek say that I was a drug dealer in D.C. in, like, the mid-80s.
Except it wasn't tongue-in-cheek.
Jim Vance.
You wrote this up as you're driving home?
No, I'm not that unsafe. Like, okay. I'll text, but, like, writing the whole thing, that's
right,
ballsy for me.
You don't want to be in Vance's view.
Exactly. Sharing his view of, yeah. Worms crawling in and out. So
crawling in!
He's later in the show, sir. So I get home, and I write this dumb post with several just blatant things that, like, people should catch. Do you have the actual post to read?
Yeah.
You sent it. Okay. Can you read this on air?
This whole is thing? Wasn't it like 5 paragraphs?
Wasn't it shared by a bunch of people? Isn't it just, doesn't it just live on the internet now? Should I be able to find it?
You should. It's on a couple pages still.
Jim
I have
Vance.
A
draft.
All right. I'm going to read it in the tone that it was rich.
Okay. So this is just something like, I'm not trying to pass this off as real. Like, it's so over the top to me, at least.
You feel like you're clearly doing a bit.
I said that. I'm in the early, he made me, so I explained this bit to Chris because I deleted it immediately. Mm-hmm. And already a friend's mom who saw it, mind you, my friend who I went to kindergarten with, and she was like our lunch lady or a bus driver or some crap. So she legit knew me in elementary school and stuff. This is a post about me
big
talking
time.
About being a drug dealer in the early
drop.
90s when I would have been 10 or 11 in D.C., she reads this post, and somehow even her, who knows me 100%, knew exactly what I was back then, was like, John, that was the most heartfelt post. I hope you put it back up. And the instant I heard that, I was like, this probably isn't a wise idea. But then I have lunch with Chris.
Uh-huh.
And I tell Chris what happens.
Can I just read it?
Let's hear the post first.
Just read it.
Before you fucking ruin the show some more.
Oh, my God, dude. We're in his basement.
He's right.
I'll never forget it. Though it now seems like a lifetime ago, in the early 90s, I was making a living, in parentheses, if you want to call it that, selling drugs in downtown D.C. I can't say I was proud of this, but one does what they have to in order to get by. One evening, out of a gorgeous office building, walks an incredibly dapper-looking gentleman. I could tell he was a man of integrity, a man that commanded respect, unlike the members of the crowd I was mixed up with.
Oh.
I wanted nothing to do with it, because seeing someone that successful made me feel bad about myself. But he walked right up and introduced himself as Jim Vance, snatching the crack I thought I'd skillfully concealed in my pocket.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
He dumped it out on the pavement and then stepped on it, uttering a line that has stuck with me through the ages. You're better than that, son. Dope is for dopes. I was livid. Those drugs represented my livelihood. But then Mr. Vance proceeded to produce 5 crisp, clean $100 bills and said, if you'll just listen to me, listen to what I have to say over half smoke at Ben's Chili Bowl, these are yours at the end of the night.
Okay, so...
It's not over.
This is the first time I'm hearing this, by the way.
Having nothing better to do with my night now and intrigued by the man's poise...
Dope is dope.
I decided to go with him. And that evening single-handedly turned my life around. Over the course of our meal, Mr. Vance told me what it was to struggle, what it was to achieve, what it was to live using language I could relate to.
This is amazing.
I hung on to his every word. By the end of that night, knowing that, without a shadow of a doubt, I was out of the drug game forever. My first meal in weeks in my belly, my mind swimming with newfound wisdom.
Oh my God.
We walked back to Mr. Vance's car, a jet black Rolls Royce. Now, I know I said I was going to give you $500 at the end of the night, he said with a smile. But what good is $500 doing, going to do in pockets so ratty? He then opened the trunk of his vehicle and pulled out a brand new Armani suit, one of easily 5 neatly folded on top of one another. This looks about your size. Try it on. At this point, I simply didn't know what to say. Why would a stranger show me this kindness when I deep down felt I deserved nothing? Tears streamed down my face and onto the fabric of the new jacket Mr. Vance had put over my shoulders. A man of his word, he then placed 5 crisp, clean, $100 bills in its pocket. A year from now, son, I want to be doing a news story about you being the youngest business owner in the D.C. metro area. Okay? I stammered, yes, and thank you, what seemed like 100 times in reply. Mr. Vance simply laughed, told me to stay strong, and drove off into the night. The world is poorer for having lost this man. Rest in peace, Jim Vance.
All right.
That's beautiful, dude. That is... That's so well written, dude. It's like...
Oh, God.
So then what happens?
Yeah, maybe Chris was right. I mean, I feel like tongue-in-cheek isn't all the way there.
Right.
I felt right. That was so retardedly over the top.
Oh, don't need to
F8. That's the other R word. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, the only
you're
thing...
You're the guy. You have to press it.
The age, like, the obvious fact that you would be, what, 10, 11 when this happened...
Well, it started off, like,
is the
I
only
said...
thing that points to obvious sarcasm.
Okay.
Here. Otherwise, it sounds real as crap.
So
it sounds like a news story.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they fluff some of the ends there, and that's exactly what it sounded like had happened to you. It just happened in one night. Maybe this was over a week or something. So, I mean, I could believe that if I didn't know you, dude.
Yeah, no one would stop.
Right, a lot of people could. That's why it was going viral. It's so touching.
So absurd.
So what happened? So you post that.
So I posted
hoping
again.
Hoping that you'll get a couple likes.
Not only this, but let's just add this, too. John and somebody I know were having some falafel at a Lebanese restaurant.
No, we weren't. That wasn't...
And John
might have been informed by that person he was having lunch with.
Who might or might not have been on Trazodone.
This thing's going to go viral. You're going to have to commit to the bit.
Oh, okay. So you warned him ahead of time.
No. Somebody. I know.
Okay.
Somebody that we both know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he so...
happens to like falafel.
All right. So what happened? So you posted and then...
So I post it.
Well, John promised to this person that he wouldn't delete the post under any circumstance.
Yeah. I did.
Are you the person? Like, John's what the hell is going on? Stop it's, doing your
John's
character
word,
bit.
This person might say, is shit. I fake that, please.
Is duty.
So you posted, and...
So I posted. And at first, like, I get a...
Yes,
like,
and...
The likes are pouring in.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, you probably just expected, you know...
That's what I want. I want likes.
Okay, yeah.
Then I start seeing the shares start to pile up.
Okay.
So what you're saying is that you spoke ill of the dead for likes.
He didn't speak ill of the dead, though.
Talked about...
You spoke well of the dead. I misspoke.
Yeah. If anything, it's testament to how great Jim Vance was that people would read this and be like, yeah, clearly that it happened.
Yeah.
Like,
that's what I said. Well, I mean, the if person I knew said. That's what they said.
Okay.
If I wrote this about Dan Snyder, like, every comment would just be like, GTFO, you know, like, we don't believe
this. Well, this is like, I mean, I feel like there are a couple instances where I can remember, like, for example, when Paul Walker died, and that story about him...
getting me half smokes at Venture Label.
Yeah, no, that story about him, like, buying the war veteran's engagement ring for his wife. Like, those stories are, when people die, when celebrities die, like, it's not that inconceivable that, you know, a story like this would pop
inconceivable.
Up. Inconceivable. So I'm not surprised that by the reaction that you seem to be getting from this.
I mean, I just, it's like people don't remember what DC was in 91. Like, I'll tell you the story of a...
Back when you were living a harsh life and selling drugs?
I'll tell you what the story of a white 10-year-old crack dealer would have been in DC. It would have lasted one night, and I would have woken up with a bullet in the back of my head. Like, it was a rough city back then. But
it's racist, John.
Yeah, sorry. Somehow... Somehow I was the great white dope hope in the scenario. So then the shares kick in. And I'm like, oh, dear.
Yeah, lots of shares.
Then friends.
I guess I don't understand why you would want likes, which is, in a way, sharing. Because when somebody likes something, it can show up on other people.
It's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot. It'll say, like, you know, Emily liked this. And it shows up on your profile, whatever the hell.
But the shares were too much for you.
No, the shares weren't bad. Then comments...
What was bad, John?
Okay, I'll get to it. So then comments start pouring in, like people who I've really just known via the net and aren't really like friends, per se. And they're like, this is so moving. Like, what an amazing story. At that point, I'm like, oh dear, I don't feel so good in my stomach right now. And where it jumped
the
shark...
Yeah, you saying that. That's, I mean, what I hear, allegedly, reportedly.
Yeah, this guy, the falafel guy, heard it and then told you. Then where I decided to bail on the bit, you remember maybe I worked for like a year at WTOP, the news station in DC. And I'm still Facebook friends with a lot of my former coworkers, Patricia Guadalupe and Neil Augenstein.
Okay.
And Patricia posts like
Stacey
just,
Augenstein.
Wow.
Remember that bit?
Oh yeah.
Just
I think
says,
she
wow.
just had a kid.
And I'm like, oh dear.
She did.
And then Neil,
never mind.
here's where I decide to punch out. Neil
reaches out to you.
Says, yeah, he comments and says, John, would you be okay with going on air to tell this story about Jim Vance?
It's actually not factually correct.
Do it.
What was the comment? Do you have a screenshot?
Let me just pull it up real quick.
Please do.
So did you screenshot all these, Chris?
Somebody I know did.
So can I
incredible story. Care to tell it on tape for WTOP?
So at this point, you have three options. You can either ignore it, you can keep going with the bit, or you can awkwardly and, you know, embarrassingly tell him that you're just joking.
So
and
I just go with the option
for attention.
Of deleting the post.
Okay.
Right, at this point, worst route.
This point, it's already like a metastasized cancer because I'm seeing the
John
shared...
loves success.
Oh, it's out
just,
in the
he's
world.
He's addicted to success. Yeah,
that's true. Exactly. I'm running from it. Running. No, sorry. I was doing some like shtick.
Wait. So did you tweet this or post it anywhere other than Facebook?
It was just Facebook. Okay. But then even after I've deleted it, I now see all the comments pouring in on the shared post.
Oh, okay.
Somebody really close to me threatened him before he deleted the post.
Yeah.
By saying that he would just post it to Twitter.
Somebody, oh yeah. You know, and
then try to get him to not delete it.
The guy said, "I will passive aggressively show up 1 hour late to the radio show if you delete this."
Never heard that part.
So you panicked when it became a real thing, when you had
once to... Once Neil was like, do you want to go and record a bit for this?
By the way, imagine this is how fucking into himself that John is, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Is that one guy who John loosely worked with like 15 years ago...
I am old.
...made one comment, and then John thought, oh my God, this is it. This is going to be the one that turns it all around. This is why I got to delete the post.
I mean, okay, so I'll let you guys finish your story before I weigh in.
No, I mean, that's about it. I got, and then like friends started texting me.
All 260 pounds of you.
And being like, either my mom read this, is it true? Or like, dude, I didn't know this happened to you.
Damn.
Like stuff like, and I'm like, okay.
God, that would have been great if it made,
this is horrible.
It made the news.
So.
Because they don't, I mean, they don't, I feel like.
It would have been the best thing ever.
They don't need. They don't really need your permission because you put it out there. I mean, they could say, like,
that's
we
true.
Heard this story.
That's, yeah, absolutely.
Here's
like,
what
a listener did this.
Well, here's what somebody told John to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't reply in the comments at all.
I didn't.
And don't authorize any interviews.
Yeah, just let it sit there.
You're just a guy that just posted something on the internet.
People do
that all the time.
It's up to
Facebook
them if
and,
they want
to
believe it.
Right.
I post things on Facebook and Twitter all the time that are clearly, to me, bits that people will react to, like... It's real. And usually what I do is I'll just ignore the comments and let them believe it if they want to. But I do understand why you feel the way you do, because it became a real thing. It was like you're getting people reaching out to you, trying to do something with this, and you felt obligated to give them some sort of response. And you probably felt horrible about admitting that it was just a huge lie.
So you're not dead inside.
I didn't really care so much about admitting. I was just kind of, I felt bad that people were buying it when, to me, it was so obviously fake. Oh, by the way, also, forever looking for mommy's approval, I waddle in, all 260 pounds of me, waddle into the living room. I'm like, hey,
yeah,
mom.
For your weigh-in.
Yeah, I'm like, check out this post. I think you'll get a big kick out of it. She, like, maybe... three lines in, like really as soon as she reads that I said I dealt drugs to survive, just angrily lashing out, why
oh, no.
you write this crap
and why
do you
wouldn't
tell people
she?
This
that's
person?
Why you took it
why
down
why wouldn't she though
no.
that's why
no I had it out with her
he that, brought it to her
I know if I was
get
your
her
mom
to convince him to delete the post how terrible is that.
That does sound like something I'd do, but it was really the Augenstein
that's
thing where I was just like, okay.
101.
Yeah, Schwartz's ex. Well, what happened if she like, what if she was like, oh, this is hilarious, great job? Would you have kept it up?
No, it was when the WTOP crew started like
running
with it.
The vibe I'm getting,
crew,
the vibe you're giving
one
off
guy,
is that you
two guys
that your mom's disapproval was the straw that broke the camel.
No, that
back.
One angered
he brought
me.
It to her. And said, here, read this. You're going to love it. And when it was the opposite, because she was pissed that her son was on the internet going,
yeah.
I used to be a drug dealer, which had nothing to do with Jim Vance.
My parents abandoned me. Because people that know your mom were also having to be, like, she probably hated that because they thought that you were just abandoned or like they didn't care about you or any of
and
that.
And clearly it runs in the family, by the way, like thinking it's all about us and it's all going to. Reflect poorly on us.
Well, I just can't imagine a place where she would think that would be like okay.
No.
Where it like reflects on her family. Which
once
like,
in a blue moon,
it is a funny
you think
story
she'd be like,
how you used
it's
to be a drug
funny.
Dealer
this is
and
well
sell your
written.
Body for crack.
Yeah, clearly.
By the way, here's why John's terrible, because he took the post down and deprived people of this beautiful story that they didn't know whether it was real or not. It just made their day better. Do you want to hear some of the comments real quick, or do you want to finish your story?
No, go.
This was beautiful. He was a class act. Thank you for sharing, John. What a great story. I want to know more.
You feel so horrible.
Yeah, you were like that asshole Batman that reveals that it was Harvey Dent is Two-Face.
What?
By deleting the post. You could have let everyone know Harvey Dent was a really good guy.
Okay, yeah.
But instead, You said I just made it all up.
He dangled this beautiful carrot in front of them that made their days better, and then he ripped it away.
I mean, but like, what were you going to do with the attention had you left it up? Like, let's say you get 500
shares.
Legit,
I thought it would get like a couple like likes and a couple ha-has, and people would be like, this is funny. But my one friend who got that it was a joke immediately then posted in such like an obscure, not easy to understand way that it was a joke that everyone beneath him just ran with it.
Oh, so now it's his fault.
Yeah, it really is. Screw you, Shane.
I feel like I would leave that up. I mean, I don't want to.
No, I mean, you're better.
Pile on
you're a better man than I.
But I understand why you felt awkward.
It was just
about
getting
it.
So awkward. Like once the shares started compounding, I was like, okay, this is not.
Can you imagine if John actually got real success, like fame wise?
I'd hang myself.
He wouldn't be able to handle it.
It's a lot of I mean, the only thing I have to relate it to is, like, sometimes when I post or when I did post on Reddit, like, in the past couple of years, there have been times where, like, a story I post or whatever, you know, reaches the front page. That actually happened once where it reached the front page. Uh-huh. And
was it about the wall?
And I remember.
Was it in the Donald?
No, it was the legit front page of Reddit.com. And all it became was a night of me defending what I posted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, why? This is horrible. Like, why did I do this to myself? So I understand, like, why you felt the way you did.
To take it to its conclusion, like, do you know, after this thing is shared, like, 50-100 times, let's say, that's not...
50-100 is not a number.
Yeah. It's what I'll weigh some days. Imagine all that goes down. People have been commenting all day, all night. Do I then commit to the bit, dude? Like, there comes a point.
Oh, you mean like you said you were going to that guy that we both know before actually posting it?
Yeah.
Yes, you just commit to it.
But people are going to
do a bit.
I honestly think you wouldn't commit to it.
I totally would.
No, because you won't even commit to John's Jewish bit you're worried about losing your job.
No,
if you posted
a
heartfelt drug dealing story about a guy who just died and it was getting retweeted and shared all over the internet.
First of all, I
wouldn't
do that
because I'm not
a beast. I don't.
you would feel so awkward about it, as if like for some reason it would be a total totally like ruining your credibility as a news reporter or whatever. I could see why you would take it down. Him, on the other hand, he's a locksmith.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. He had nothing to lose.
People are happy when I wash my hands before coming out of
the
bathroom.
He's living the dream.
That's what I'm at.
Cool.
I don't know, man. I just, at some point,
that
I would have had to
receipt,
face
John,
the
and
reckoning.
You took it down.
Yeah, I would have had, it's true. I would have had to face, just like racist receipt lady was proven to be a fraud like a month later, that day of reckoning would have come. I can't help but feel.
Yeah.
Oh, but you would have been living the high life.
Racist receipt lady was probably, they probably have no, obviously they have no idea it's going to get as much attention as it does. And when it does start to snowball, they're like, oh crap. I could try to keep commenting
all,
here and say it's not real, but it's out of my control now.
First and
of all,
that is what freaked me out.
So
I'm a control freak, and I do not like feeling...
Do we not blame everybody else? Because my theory is, well, like what I do personally...
John's a pussy.
...is that I don't believe any of that at face value anyways. I feel like everyone's telling a story.
No. Dude, like 2% of the people are critical thinkers like you.
I don't... Well, I would let's blame them anyways.
I mean, I know who you are. Like, I wouldn't have believed it. Because
that's
I
how I
you
feel.
Didn't deal drugs in
First
the
of
90s.
All, by the way, it doesn't matter. He just posted something to Facebook.
You're the host of DC's premier comedy podcast.
He never once at any point did he say this is an entirely true story.
Although
he
I wish
just
he
told,
would've.
Just put up a Facebook post, and then reporters started replying to him. Whose fault is that if they ran with the story?
Right. Worse
if they didn't take
I'm
the very
you.
Small
totally
leap. Of clicking on his profile and seeing that he wasn't alive then.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. The worst that would have happened is you... Honestly, dude, it would have just been more eyes on whatever it is you're trying to sell. It's there. It's on them for running with a story that they didn't vet properly.
Can I tell you this is why I'm slightly furious about it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
If anything, it would have been like, oh, more people know about In Papa's Basement.
Yes! That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Could your voice have gotten a little higher?
Yeah.
I know. I agree with you.
Seriously.
Like, you are allergic to success. Well, you've been doing a podcast for 10 years, and you actually find the perfect way to get some nice viral exposure, and you deleted it 10 seconds into it. 10 minutes into it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. There are four people watching the YouTube stream right now.
Exactly. We're doing pretty good.
That's right. Double.
All right. So.
And, like, that's all the WTOP crew right now. Just to verify this story.
Yeah. Let's just remember not true. That one of them really is Pete logged into YouTube.
Oh, God damn it. I don't think it. Maybe all right. It counts me out.
Okay, look. I'm going to redeem myself.
Redemption song.
And it's going to. I'm going to tie it into Chris's day job. I'm going to disclose on Facebook, like this weekend, that Kirk Cousins raped me.
Please do.
And I'm going to let my friend Report. Chris Lingbach break that news.
Can you stop saying my name so closely associated with your fake story?
Chris?
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Because
you were asking him to do something that you definitely would not have done.
That's 100% accurate. Yeah.
It is in the plans that God had for Kirk.
I just
Kirk.
I'll even give you your article title. Kirk Cousins raped my friend. Right there.
Allegedly.
I love that.
Why
idea.
Do you think I was in DC? Why do you think God brought me to DC?
And then your picture.
These have all been answered, Kirk.
Your picture is just me in the hospital gown.
The liar.
In stirrups, making the Robert De Niro crying face. So they're administering the rape kit. All right.
Dude, you have to try this again. Like, well, next celeb that dies.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Honestly, now people are going to be running for him.
Yeah.
He's already ruined
Nobody
it.
Nobody knows.
No one.
No. All the same people that saw the last story are going to call BS on it because he already faked on them once.
Personally, you I feel like they're all really stupid.
I'm like a bear that's eating human food. I'm just going to keep eating trash until they shoot me.
Do it.
Dude, if like John Elway dies, you should the Broncos subreddit. And post, like, you know, the same
Knock
exact
on wood for
story.
John Elway.
The same exact story.
No, we had Mr. AFC West over here.
I'm dying to know how far it would have gone.
You're like, dying to know.
Are you Jim Vance?
I guarantee, like, how many likes and shares did it have when you nervously took it down?
I took it down within an hour, and it was probably already up to, like, what, like 40-something likes.
You're a locksmith. It's the end of the story.
that's my tombstone, and then the microphone.
All right.
He was a locksmith.
I think I would have left it up, because I would have been like,
whatever.
I'm desperate for attention.
Yeah.
I'll take whatever I can get. It's their fault for not playing. And I would not have responded to the guy's comment. I'd have been like, it's on you, dude, for being a dummy buying this.
I think he was trying to verify. I don't think he would have run with it.
He could have verified by clicking on your profile and seeing that you weren't born in 1952.
I wasn't Mr. White Folks from that HBO special.
That's all it
special.
Took was a bit of math for them to be like, okay, I mean, he's doing a bit.
That's kind of... And that's why I wasn't too happy that Chris suggested I change it, because originally it said I was dealing in the mid-80s. So at that point, I could have been...
I didn't suggest anything.
That's true. The other guy who was eating falafel with me. Yeah, falafel guy.
It's fake news.
Bill O'Reilly. I want to rob falafel on your
fake
crotch.
News. Hurting news.
So nubs.
All right, so I guess...
Yeah. So I spat in the face of any sort of viral fame.
It's okay, man. You'll have another shot.
It happens all the time, yeah.
Yeah, Mormon shots.
Yeah. We all remember Gangnam Style's second song.
So what's next? Pete's Cat? What are we talking here? It's just silence. Like, what are we doing here? Let's do something.
We can do more celebrity deaths with
break?
Bennington.
Take
your pee-pee break. The bathroom's flooded. It's disgusting.
Your face is flooded with
blood.
Yeah, use
a family
right bath. Why is it so red right now?
I don't know.
What was in that protein shake?
Yeah, can I have some protein shake while you're gone?
I think you finished it.
Yeah, I'm actually going to the bathroom to go refill my protein shake.
Okay.
Well, silly. What flavor is it again?
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay.
Nice.
Chocolate chip cookie dough.
Nice.
All right.
We've got, I ran into you seeing Judd Apatow this weekend. That was kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was out of nowhere.
I was on a man date.
Thanks for the
You were on a hetero date with your girl.
Why were you on a man date?
I was on a man, well, first of all, look at me. I'm 260 pounds. Not
259.
On Tinder. 259. 259.8. I tilted on that scale like I was government the Silver Band-Aid. Surfer
nice.
Until it got under 260. And then I was like, okay, we still have not broken that plateau. I was on a mandate because my buddy Comedy Art Brian, what's his Pete?
Comedy
what is,
Artwork?
Comedy artwork. Comedy Artwork on Twitter.
Brian Van Gogh.
Brian Van Gogh, yeah.
His last name is Van Gogh?
Yeah, duh.
That would be amazing.
If you believe that, so you should do... Yeah. If you,
yeah. I totally would have you shared know, your story.
You should do a news story on him. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Just like my name is John Facebook Liar. So,
seriously, bring that back, though. My God.
This, well, I have to do so that bit now, yeah.
That's the first time I had heard it, and that actually... I know you, but like, if anybody else said that, I might...
I'm putting down right now.
A little bit, and I'm really cynical.
I'm like Babe Ruth. Pointing at the fence, telling you which celeb death, DC area, I'm going to do this bit with again, and I'm not going to bail out this time.
Who is it?
Sonny Jurgensen.
Sonny? Well, that's not that much of a stretch.
No, it's not.
He's struggling. He's been struggling for a couple of years.
Struggling. SJ is going to die, and JP is going to run with it.
Are you going to, though?
I am.
Can
I mean,
we, like,
I
pay
feel like
you
we're
to
spending
do
too
it?
Much time on this topic.
No.
But
Sonny Jurgensen's going to die.
I love this topic.
And he's going to buy the Papa Giorgio family a house.
You should write it in advance. Like, and let
just
us,
have these
let
ready
us,
to go.
Let's read the draft and kind of go through it with you.
That's too soon.
I need to, like,
I
just
don't know, man.
Go back to guys that have died on the anniversary of the death and be like, I was so broken up I couldn't write about this till 3 years out. Prince taught my mom how to love, like something like that. Like,
I mean, it was
a lot of people's
very
mothers probably.
It was well. I mean,
I wish I could write that well for anything that mattered. Instead, I just did a Facebook lie that I then deleted.
Why were you so moved by Jim Vance's untimely death?
It is because of his mom, right?
I guess because Jim Vance was in my living room since I can remember. Like, I remember when Jim went to the Betty Ford Clinic. For doing too much, GG get the AO.
You used to come over and visit your mom.
Yeah, Jim Vance.
Yeah, I remember when he was in your living room.
Would cuck my father and bang my mom.
Jim.
For shame. I don't remember life in this area without that dude. I'm not saying I was like some big news guy. I really wasn't. When I worked at TOP, there was like a really hot girl that worked there who was like, well, you at least listen to the station, right? And I was just so eagerly like, F no, back to her. You're like, I listen to Opie and Anthony on my Sirius unit. Dude was just beloved. I don't know, man. Like, I got no negative memories of the guy. Like, he was really likable.
Well, I don't know. There's tons of, I don't know.
Yeah, it was a weird thing. It's hard to explain. I guess because it reminds me of knowing someone from that point in your childhood, it's almost like losing, like, a relative or some crap like that. Maybe it scratched that itch. I don't really know.
Yeah. All right.
I don't have an explanation for you. I teared up like a bitch.
Well, we'll see if you get that same feeling in your gut when Sonny
Jurgensen.
Yeah, when he pieces out.
Shuffles off to Valhalla.
And you get that tear in your eye when you're signing that endorsement check.
Beauty-doo. I can't remember
the Lifetime original movie.
I can't remember the last time I cried. Well, actually, I was pretty bummed out when Robin Williams died.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I cried. Well, I
was just thinking about that recently. Like,
did
I,
you put in
I
your,
have a hard time.
Put in your signed DVD of Bicentennial Man. Have yourself a good...
Flubber. No, I was definitely...
Jumanji.
Yeah, that was a bummer, but I don't know if I cried. I
mean, I didn't have like a boo-hoo, like I lost the Super Bowl cry.
Yeah.
But I definitely, you know, was like, oh, too much condensation in my glasses type moment, kind of thing.
I gotcha.
How about you, Pete? When did you last cry? Well, ooh. I mean, sober and at a celebrity death.
At a celebrity, that's what I was going to say, is like at celebrity death, like I feel like I have a hard time feeling any sort of compassion to that. It's absolutely terrible.
Well,
I kind of reflect on
that. Before your heart died
and,
in the deserts of Kandahar.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, wow, when did I get such a heart of stone?
Yeah.
I really don't know where it happened. I'm trying to think of maybe like the last celebrity death. Now you'd have to give me
you
some
can just
time.
Make one
I
up,
honestly
buddy.
Don't even
keep
care.
This thing flowing.
Kevin Smith, yeah, when that
Kevin
happened,
Smith
that
died?
Was terrible.
Whoa, yeah. I love Clerks, man.
Write
bummer.
That story, bro.
Yeah, God, that heart attack.
Is that why you're wearing that
yeah,
hockey
no, he
shirt
today?
Yeah,
no, he worked at my gas station, actually.
I think that I remember when I was a kid, I was really bummed out about Princess Diana, and I had no reason to be, and I didn't understand why I was bummed out.
Oh,
but I was like, man, this song is beautiful. Look at that.
Goodbye, England's Rose.
Yeah. Candle in the wind. And the Beanie Baby. I mean, everyone was going crazy for the Beanie Baby. So, yeah, Princess.
How do you remember that? So weird. Oh, but I do remember.
Oh.
Harris Whittles. Actually, that's when I got a little choked up. Yeah, it was Harris Whittles.
You just wanted to be.
So you guys will think it's nobody.
Yeah, way to be indie, dude.
Way to be millennial, bro.
Yeah.
Who is Harris Willis?
Hey, show some damn respect.
I'm sorry. No, I don't know.
For the Whittles.
Whittles?
Harold Whitlow. I mean, who is this guy?
Who is he?
Harry
is this
Tittles.
Is his dad from Family Matters?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? No, he actually Chris, he used Chris to play just, Wilson.
Chris
on
just
Home
came back.
Oh, I know that guy. Yeah.
Pete was telling us.
He was a comedy writer on what was it, Parks and Recreation?
Yeah.
And then he worked on Sarah Silverman's show.
Oh, yeah. And there was like viral like post that. About like him dying.
He was in The Piano. He was in Taxi Driver, Bad Lieutenant.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You guys talking about Harris Willis?
Harvey Keitel.
He directed The Godfather.
No, that's Francis Ford Coppola. Stupid.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, is the only reason you're bummed out about it is because of that viral post from Aziz Ansari or whatever?
No, but I actually couldn't stand that post because I actually don't really like Aziz.
Oh,
You know what stills me about Aziz is that every time I hear his name, I think Aziz,
pedestrian.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, your mic's going off.
We've all thought that. We just never tweeted it.
Yeah.
What, that my mic should be off?
No. Okay, well, now...
you want some protein shake?
Yes, please.
Okay. Protein.
That was the last time I think I got shaken up by it because I was actually like
shaken
really
up by,
interested
like a
in joining, like starting to get into like comedy writing and things like that. And it was somebody who I was looking at and going, I really like what he's doing. I thought all that was really good. I guess I just don't care about, I don't pay attention to, let's say, like the local news or like big movies. I have a hard time doing
those are so disparate. I don't pay attention to the local news, big movies, the NFL,
like
what goats have to say.
Celebrities, yeah.
You know what's funny,
viral
though?
Viral videos, I just...
I used to be the same way when I was
he gets it.
Younger or something, or I don't know. I can't talk,
this?
But I guess what I'm trying
drink
to say...
a lot of protein
is
shake
just,
in that bathroom.
You just open it, dude.
Huh?
You just open it.
Open what?
Bam.
I'm talking to Pete.
Got it.
You know, the guy that's on the other side of you.
Oh, sorry.
He's still shaking about Harris Whitlow
today. I'm sorry. No, I do. One time I was at
something
Nats
so
Park.
Funny about getting a dead guy's name wrong. It's just so
it
heartless.
There. Stick.
You Harvest Willis. One time I was at Nats Park handing out like I don't know like free condoms or something, whatever,
nice,
whatever man. Meaningless thing I was doing. And I was like I was trying to make a point to somebody that nobody watches the news, and I remember. Asking people, like, I probably asked 20 people as they're walking by. I was like, hey, do you guys ever watch the news? And they were like, every one of them was like, no.
No, that's
I love that.
Stupid.
Which I think is hysterical because now everybody's, like, obsessed with the news because it's something that they don't like, you know? It's
well,
like...
I mean, we've always been able, like, when we went to Philly to do the video about the Redskins versus the Eagles or whatever, I feel like most of the bits that we did, Shorts and I did it, for those who don't know, and which is... basically everybody. Shorts
literally
and I,
everyone.
Like 5 years ago did a bit where like before the season opener of the Redskins playing the Eagles, we went to Philly.
You went to the link?
We went up to Philly and we just hung out around like Pat's and Geno's. And
I forgot about your hard G bit. Hung out.
Hung out. And Hungarian. And we basically were just trying to make a mockery out of Eagles fans.
Okay.
So we
you
would,
guys
like,
were viral before John was, right?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Did you
I
delete
guess.
The YouTube
yeah.
video?
500 views equals viral.
I thought about
then,
doing it. But I remember our primary bit up there was we would just make up like facts about the sports world and ask Eagles fans about it. Like,
it's a good bit.
Yeah, man, I don't really have a problem with that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And that's like an easy way to get people to look
I'm
stupid.
I'm sorry, that was really offensive.
By the way, I'm still really, really proud of like one joke that I wrote for that.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
You think it would still hold up?
Well, no, because
if you were to tell that out of context right now, do you think it would still hold up?
I said, should the Redskins change their name? And we were asking like a random donk on the street.
Yeah.
And he goes,
we can go dirty.
He goes, I don't really know. I don't really care either way. And I was like, what if they change it to the Washingtons?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were like, there's a story out saying that the Redskins are thinking they're changing their name to the Washington Washingtons. And they're like, oh, that's stupid. Why would you name like a team after after the city or
that
whatever?
Was it.
Like,
yeah, because we were in the home of the Philadelphia Phillies.
I like the other question he asked people. What do you call a trigger that knows his dad's
name? Now I get
it. I like that. I guess we're past the hour mark.
We are.
That was a joke actually that Apatow riffed on a little bit. The Philadelphia Phillies.
He did, yeah. That's funny. Fuck, I hadn't even put that together that he wasn't at that performance. I always picture Lingbok floating around like a blue Jedi ghost. Fucking Obi-Wan.
He's always there.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about the evening we unintentionally shared.
Oh. At the DC Improv?
Right.
We watched. We went to see Judd Apatow.
We did the early show. That's where the shit goes.
I'm
down.
An early show kind of guy.
Was that an
I don't
accident
blame you whatsoever?
Yeah, we just happened to run into each other.
No, man. Sometimes we just need a break from you two.
Whatever.
Sometimes mommy and daddy just need to get out.
I'm very much the early show guy because if you go to the late show, it's the seating arrangement is totally different than
how so.
They're also predetermined where your seats will be. So it doesn't matter if you show up like first or, you know, last, like
triggers in the back.
It depends on like when you bought your tickets.
Okay.
Whereas like the show beforehand, it's kind of like first come first serve or whatever. What? First jizz, first serve.
thank you.
But yeah, man, what did you think? I thought he did a pretty good, good job.
Well, I'll run you through several thoughts. First of all, when the fuck is there always so much like tier one box in the audience for comedy shows?
is how he starts.
Chris.
Anytime
what do you mean?
He actually gets out of the house, he calls me and he's like, "Do you know there's,
there's
girls
so many
out
fucking
there?
Women around
like,
here.
Holy shit! And some of them are hot. And I'm like, no fucking shit. Why do you think I leave?
Wait,
tier one box.
Yeah. Oh,
some amazing
you
box.
You have a knack for describing things in the most disgusting,
right?
Like rapey terms ever. I didn't even realize you were talking about vagina there.
Thank
I thought you.
You
were talking about like levels of comedy.
And then you wonder why you went on a man date.
Yeah. Exactly. How am I gonna die?
You thought there were hot chicks there?
Fucking
maybe
surrounded,
I was in tier one box.
Oh, okay. He is.
Well, they were probably trying to get discovered or something like that.
Good save face.
God.
Right? I like your saving face there.
You should go to like a Chris D'Elia show.
Oh,
like,
okay.
A comedian that is.
I just
like
heard him on Rogan like a month ago.
Okay.
Well, isn't he like kind of even renowned for banging fans and shit
like that? Yeah. And he's got like, I mean, he's like the hot chicks comic. Like, a lot of his shtick is making fun of hot girls and drunk chicks or whatever. So
they eat it.
So
up.
Girls love him. Yeah. It's not like going to a Angelo Sorokas show or something. But well, you're going to find a lot of hot chicks at a Chris D'Elia show. It's kind of distracting, actually.
Oh, God. So should we just cruise open mics now being like, oh, I'm so sick of hot girls and drunk girls. You're not going to fuck me up.
Well, there's a brand
show
of humor that
but he's kind
of
hot. He's kind of a hot dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Faggot.
That's true. There's a brand of humor that like appeals to hot chicks more than other types. Like he does shtick that is like catered to like party animal chicks who.
Delete the whole episode.
What happened?
I dropped the
nothing,
other.
Nothing. Don't readdress it.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. It didn't happen. Go ahead.
No,
nothing happened. Everything's fine. Go. Please. I'm sorry.
I mean, I was kind of interrupted in the middle of
I know. I'm sorry.
There's just hot chicks at a show. I don't know where I was going with
that. At a Chris.
Don't
Chris
mind the
heckler. Dell'Olio.
Dell'Olio, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's weird is I was looking at his YouTube channel the other day, and I do this a lot. Like, I will go to somebody's YouTube channel and I'll go back to like their oldest videos just to
I'm
see,
like that, but with porn.
Just to see like what they were putting out when they were like nubbers.
Uh-huh.
You know, like the Workaholics also have a YouTube channel where like it's all just like skits and bits that they were trying to get to go viral before they even had a TV show.
Okay, cool.
And they just seem so much more like unfunny and unpolished. Or, I mean, obviously, because it was before they, like, actually were getting out there.
And
but
they didn't have a team of writers
sense.
To punch up their jokes
and stuff. Yeah, you guys should do it. It's actually a bit of a...
And different tastes.
A confidence booster if you want to...
Oh, okay.
If you're feeling down in the dumps.
No, I'm going to kill myself booster because I remember those guys were kind of like our inspiration back in the day before we both gave up on everything that we wanted in life.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's why I love having you guys on.
Yeah, life is over.
I remember that.
Ain't that the truth?
Didn't you guys? It was like a CNO show, your radio show, like
it's
maybe
the
5 years.
CNO show.
And Chris was like, if I'm not big in 5 years, may God take my dog's eyeballs.
Oh my God, dude. Back to the eyeballs. It always gets back to the eyeballs. Oh my God.
God, look at him. He is putting
to be
away.
Fair, you're though, you're the man. One that put it out there. Like, you should have never brought that to.
He is putting away so much protein today.
You did pull me aside one time when we used to work together, and you were like, dude,
don't tell John anything.
No, he basically, but he said, you don't have to share everything about your life. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, I'm saying you don't fucking have to share everything about your life. And I was like, that's an interesting. I never thought of it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, you do love to.
I do
that
too.
To share everything.
I do.
You
know. Fuck.
Well, actually, no. I won't believe that from Pete.
Oh, Pete?
I remember last episode, you guys were trying to get him to talk about something that he was not
Pete
into.
Pete shares is like
talk
how much he gets
oh,
laid
yeah,
and shit.
I mean, I did
that's
talk
true.
About it, but
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was after the hour mark.
Yeah, and there's also, yeah.
Oh, and you, oh, my bad, you're right, you're right. You gave out a Twitter handle.
He means after he thought his girlfriend stopped listening.
Oh, and she listened. Live.
Does she listen?
Is she being okay?
She's listening right now.
Is she being okay with you? Telling the truth on the air.
I just want
to point out
girls you fucked recently.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
She said actually that your guys' bit was funny.
I'm just joking.
Yeah.
She wasn't upset about it.
Like OJ with that bit about killing his wife.
I do it, but if I did it.
If.
I do want to meet her.
If I fucked Lu Fei Lu.
I do want to meet her. I heard she's silly, but I think it's not coincidental that you haven't brought her around any of us.
I met her.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah, I brought her to the live show.
Just me. Great.
That's weird. You guys didn't exactly. show up to the live show at Summers. So.
All right.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's just me.
Who's she likes pets with eyeballs. Sorry.
You mean the weird trivia game show that you guys did with Brian Bolte?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The weird.
Why was
foot
the whole
contest?
Show?
I do like that
game show.
The clusterfuck.
I do like that the first time Tom was in here, he started immediately busting John's balls about a football podcast that he started in July.
I do love that.
Sorry.
Oh, shit.
This episode should be called Me Interrupting Oathman Over and Over Again. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
it's really fine. Sorry, dude. I feel like I'm talking too much. I want to hear about Pete's life.
Yeah. No, no,
you don't
want to
talk
no.
Judd Apatow?
Talk too much.
I mean, honestly, there's not much talk. Nah. You know, my complaints are not going to be received well from you guys.
No, I want to hear a complaint now.
Talking Russian hookers peeing on Trump 5 minutes in is a little obvious, you know?
I'm 100% with you, actually.
I'm fine with Trump shtick. Like, Trump jokes are honestly, the president show on Comedy Central is hilarious to me.
Okay.
But when you go for, like, the obvious softball jokes, I'm just like... All right,
it's pandering,
man. You're Judd Apatow.
You know what's funny? I heard who did I hear talking about this? Oh, it was Norton with Anthony who was by the way made his grand return to SiriusXM.
Oh, how grand!
Last
it was.
Friday,
how
they were talking about it. They were like,
still haven't listened to it.
They were like, it feels weird because it
go
should be really
Harold
easy
Whitlock
to joke
video.
About Trump, but at the same time, it's like, where do you draw the line of that's too easy?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, have you guys seen the President show?
No, I have not. I think I
it's
watched
so
5 minutes
funny,
of your house
dude.
One time.
It's so good.
Like, you are so into like Comedy Central still. Like, and I respect. I'm not saying that as a knock.
I mean, I love like.
I'm fucking reading Reddit.
They
and
still
looking
respect
at
the comedian.
It's like Reddit and ChatterBait over here. So you're
still on ChatterBait.
Repping
are you serious?
Hard. Still repping ChatterBait hard.
Isn't it
is that like
Russian
roulette? Chat roulette.
You're just watching it from the outside, right? Like you're not signing in.
No. ChatterBait is.
I'm not performing.
Oh, ChatterBait is
not
the,
like signing into
cam
like,
girls.
Yeah, you're not signing
oh,
in to like
right,
talk
right.
to anybody, right? You're just checking out the channels, right?
Yeah, I just
whatever.
Go on the channels.
I've been so tempted to pay for a couple tokens. I've been so tempted.
Isn't that the nubbiest thing, by
all
the
right,
way?
All right, well, off air, I've got a code for you.
You do?
Nice.
Hook you up.
Sick. It is the nubbiest thing. The fact that they're begging for tokens is nubs, but the fact that dudes like pony up the cash is like
the whole thing is nubs.
It's
every
so weird, yeah.
Nubs.
Like I'll do it for this much, and then actually, like when you break down how much that is, it's so
it's $5.
By the way, how is that not
so
prostitution?
Little. It's
what?
So little.
Offering to do like
I guess because you're on the other
thing?
Side of a webcam.
Yeah.
Well, because you're not actually performing sexual activities for
them.
Yeah,
sure.
We should all do it together.
Like just the four of us whacking off on cam?
Yeah. No. We should.
Oh, yeah. What? What do you mean by?
Because like you get a private room with a chick and then you just like ask her to do stuff for you, right?
I thought you were saying how... like we.
Yeah, put... I thought you meant like we should all fuck each other.
Like we put the podcast on ChatterBait.
So Othan's the only straight one. Because we're all like. All right. Fuck so yeah. Who's fucking who?
Airtight Othan.
And he's just like, no. I just wanted to split it four ways. Like we were getting a pizza. We don't have to fuck the pizza. Sorry.
Because what happens? You get into a private room with the chick, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, can you do this? Or
you are paying to go into a private room with a woman who is already in public, like spread her asshole like a kid going, ew. You know, this fucking lips.
So when you're trying to be gross, you can be really fucking gross.
Yeah. So she saved a little. That's what I'm trying to establish here.
But it's also weird because you're in the room.
John's like, she's taking a screwdriver and shoving it up her ass. Goat sex.
Yeah, her asshole looks like a baby yawning.
Ripping out her clit like a skin tag.
What?
Nothing.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard. Did we all catch that?
No, I'm just laughing because I think I'm supposed to.
Can I repeat it?
Sure, yeah.
He said...
Say it.
Her asshole looks like a baby yawning.
I don't know where it came from.
That's fucking hilarious.
Toothless and adorable.
Oh my God. 200 tokens.
That's like a too far.
200 tokens.
Little Gerber at the corner of your mouth.
Oh my God. Yep, just Wait. Trying to make that Gerber life money.
So, so the ChatterBait bit is you'll just lurk as user.
Lurk Papa. Yeah.
But if you pay the whatever $40, you can get it's basically like a strip club. Like you can get like a private dance. Yeah.
And much like a strip club, I want to sit around and not pay.
At a strip club, you don't instruct them. You don't tell them, hey, can you do this and that. Like, no. That's the bit this on ChatterBait.
This is like the Netflix evolution of going to the movies where things are on demand.
That sounds amazing. We have to do it together.
Just do a bit where we record ourselves, like, getting one of these...
Just interacting with the chick,
Are we still talking about fucking each other?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So this part isn't going to the station. Can we do that here?
What, fuck each other?
I guess, yeah. Throw a hat over the camera and then... Yeah, just a couple, tools and Othan's
feet. Wait, is that code for a condom over your dick?
No, there's like a camera that would film us fucking in the corner.
Yeah, y'all better wear condoms.
How much do you think that costs? Like $40
to fuck Chris?
No. I'm really into this idea.
Four locos.
Are we still not talking about fucking each other?
I think we're going to bang each other tonight, yeah.
Nice. Finally, the streak ends.
Silly.
The tokens.
The tokens. Oh, it feels so beta saying that. It's like when you buy a bunch of or buy a hooker for 120 roses.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you're familiar with the strip clubs. Yeah. No, what? Why don't you buy this woman a rose?
Yeah, guys, try not to be beta in front of Othan. We got a MAGA, okay?
Or buy her an energy drink. Jesus, heaven.
Oh God, I hate that.
You see that? Yeah. Okay. Oh. So we're both familiar with that.
Can you buy me a Sprite? <I'm>
like, no.
Oh no, you're gross.
That's horrible.
Sure. Did she get a? Can the lady get a Sprite? Please.
One time I really got scammed hard. I didn't even know it was a thing. This lady, I was going to use the Wells Fargo ATM by the grocery store. Like it was after I'd gotten out of the gym, so it was like 2 years ago, obviously. Mm-hmm. And the woman.
Got that a little late.
We're busy pretending.
The woman did the whole like, my car is out of gas. I just need a little bit of money.
Oh.
And I was going to the ATM, and honestly, I didn't want her to pull out a fucking gun.
Some gun.
You some want some gun?
I don't know. How
I just
coins
gave her $20.
Is
That is annoying. I hate that bit too.
Wait, how much?
When, like all of a sudden, like their burden becomes yours.
Chris, right. First of all, describe the woman where you feared a gun.
She was like a haggard 55-year-old woman.
No race.
Okay.
No. Yeah. She was a white
racially
lady.
Racially ambiguous.
Shut the fuck up. She's white.
He doesn't want to take it too far. There might be a Jezebel article written about him.
So, 55
writer for CBS.local.washington.
Dot nubs. Dot fired.
Dude,
a 55-year-old haggard white. So you were afraid of like a Jimmy Buffett concert goer.
But if you think about the situation, really? It was a big empty parking lot at like 11:30. It was.
Could have raped you.
Yeah.
No. She also could have
sucked your dick. Is what it sounds
That's
like.
That's true.
They're very common in that. I wouldn't know.
Would you have taken a beej from a homeless lady?
You know, I saw videos like that recently.
Homeless beejes?
What?
But weird.
Yeah.
What website?
Yeah.
CBS. This guy that likes supposedly. Can you do me a favor? Can you give out my social security number?
No, just dot the fan dot Jeff Smoker.
I do hate how confident some of those people who will approach you, like okay, in the middle of the night. I was with Sean Coke. You guys don't know him. He's like Coke this. Drug dealer.
Barty. Listen, Barty.
And
he calls you Barty, right?
Hey, listen.
He only calls you Barty.
He calls you by your slave name.
Barty. Hey.
Ever called you Barty.
So I'm driving him home, right? And we stop at 7-Eleven. Hey, can we get a couple smokes? I'm like, all right, sure. So we're like, he gets his cigarettes and he's like, come hang out with me real quick. I don't want to smoke in your car. And so we're hanging out outside of 7-Eleven. All of a sudden, this black dude walks up. He's like,
now I'm scared.
He's like, hey, and it's like 11:30 midnight. He's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I ain't got no cash and nothing. I was wondering, like, yo, can I get like a cigarette right quick? And Sean Coke is like, yeah, sure. I don't care. And he gives him a cigarette. And he's like, all right, cool. Hey, can I get one of them lighters?
Yeah, can
he's
I get like, $100?
Yeah. And so Sean Coke gives him a lighter. And the dude's like, he's just about to light it, and then Sean Coke goes, hey, by the way, if you want that, you want to make that a menthol cigarette, all you got to do is, like, break the filter a little bit. And it's like, hey, what the fuck you mean if I want a menthol? He's like, no, I didn't mean anything by it. I'm just saying, if you want a menthol. He's like, hey, man, how you just going to come at me and just say I want a menthol cigarette like that? Like, what the fuck you mean? He's like, whoa, calm down, buddy. I didn't mean anything by it. So dude basically cusses him out and then walks inside. And he's like, what the hell was that about? And so the guy walks back outside after being in the store for 2 minutes. And I sort of got like he had never seen us before. Walks up to us and he goes, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just got out the joint, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I called my aunt, I called my mom and stuff, and ain't nobody picking up. I was wondering, like, can I get a ride real quick? Okay. And then Sean goes, like, and I'm looking at him like, dude, you just, first of all, get away from me. Yeah. Secondly, you just cussed us out. Like, I'm not gonna give you ride. Like, even if it was a super racist thing, I'm not gonna give you just cussed us out.
Even if it was a super racist
thing. And Sean Coke is like, nah, I'm sorry, man. We gotta go. We're in a hurry. And then the dude sees me from the corner of his eyes, like, looking at him, like, super judgmental, because I was.
Yeah.
And the dude's like, yo, what's up with your
clutching
homeboy?
Your man purse.
The dude's like, yo, what's up with your homeboy, though? And Sean goes, what do you mean? And he's like,
he's Moroccan.
Yo, why is your boy looking at me like that? And the dude's like, I don't know what you mean. And he looks at me, he goes, yo, something about it? And I was like, what? And he's like, something about it. I was like something about it?
That's what he wanted to hear in reply.
He goes, yeah, you want to do something about it? Like, what's up? Why are you looking at me like that? I was like, nah, man, I'm cool. We're just, you know, heading out pretty soon. He's like, yeah, that's what I thought. And then, like, walks away, and then we get in the car.
Did a part of you want to be like, what? Fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I thought about it. And I was like, am I going to get in a fight with this dude who just got over Sean Coke being racist over a cigarette? Like, this is not worth getting angry about. But I was blown away by the fact that he had the confidence, after he cussed us out, to come out and, like, softly ask
like
for a ride home.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me, dude? But I think that he thought that we were so intimidated by him that, like, we were going to just buckle to whatever
joint.
Whatever he asked.
I hope you got proper white guy vengeance, and when you were safely in the car and, like, the light turns green, you scream, like, sorry about your aunt, or something like that.
Fuck
like
you!
Threw your bank account balance out the window.
Yeah, that was a weird night. But, honestly, he did deserve to get cussed out. Because, offering a menthol cigarette when the guy just asked for a light.
Well, I like how he was, like, so, like, clueless. What the fuck was that about?
I'm just trying to help you out.
That's, like, a really funny, like, character. Like, you're just, like, you're so fucking
so
clueless.
Oblivious. Yeah.
What the fuck was that guy's problem? What, there's some ribs in the back.
Yeah. Anyways.
Holy shit. Oh, God. So,
times.
Dead Chester Bennington. There's a segue.
Oh, yeah.
I got nothing. R. Kelly, sex cult, NFL player gets a dog stolen. Jay steals a cat.
Hey, do you want a sip of my purple drink? What the fuck is that guy's problem? I think they're selling Kool-Aid in there if you want some.
Yo, what the fuck, man?
I that have some hypnotic and a halved watermelon.
It was totally uncalled for.
Hey, by the way, I heard there's a really good chicken place. Hey, I love the new Jay-Z album, by the way.
Not for nothing. Chitlin's delicious.
He's just trying so hard to relate with the guy. Yeah, good times.
That Madea, hilarious.
Hey, Tyler Perry doesn't get enough credit for the material he puts out. You know what's amazing is I'm surprised he doesn't do more movies. Hey, what's up with this Trump guy, right?
He's trying so hard to be his friend.
Three-fifths is bullshit.
You're a whole person, me.
Yeah. About the R. Kelly thing.
Yeah.
The only thing that sticks out to me.
R. Kelly
that,
clearly framed.
Hey, did you hear what happened to Jim Vance? He never got the respect he deserved.
So outspoken.
Man. Did you see the article about the R. Kelly thing that said, R. Kelly having the sex cult proves that America doesn't care about black women?
R. Kelly.
First of all, I'm going to leap about three spaces down in stereotype candy land.
Yeah. Where'd you hear this?
R. Kelly's having sex with black women? No way.
Yeah, I know, right?
But can you summarize it real fast? I don't have it punched up, but like what happened?
Can you just say the headline again or whatever it was? I didn't process it the right way.
Let me actually find the headline.
You're thinking of actual Robert Kelly, the comedian, having a sex cult.
You know what, dude? You get your chloroform, you get your ties, boom, she's in the trunk.
I don't think he raped anybody or anything like that. I think he just, you know, brainwashed them to...
Isn't that a show? That was the most bizarre story. Did you hear the girl? Like, she was like, no, everything's fine, everything's cool.
So
my parents won't leave me alone. Like,
what is the accusation that he has like a compound full of box,
are you in the state of Georgia? And she's like, well, I can't tell you that, but it's like, what?
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer to hear about. I mean, it's basically just
St. John, I'm sorry.
What is it? Like, several women have come forward and they're like, he has like this fucking fuck mansion with a bunch of bras that are kind of like,
that's the
in
story
some
that I,
sort of sense locked up there.
As I understand it, they're like his, I guess slaves wouldn't be the right word, but mm-hmm. they're basically
offensive.
Like his
enslaved people,
basically sex slaves pretty much is the idea.
R. Kelly's story makes us realize that no one cares about black women.
Oh, did they only have 3/5 of an orgasm?
Who wrote it?
Soraya McDonald. I'll give you three
name.
Guesses.
Three guesses about what?
What are races?
Korean, Japanese, and Thai.
No.
Oh, I thought I had the trifecta.
Honestly, man, I think it's I think he has like I don't know if they're underage or what. Honestly, I don't really know much about the story.
I don't, like, legit, all that can make this, nicely done, Chris, all that can make this bad is that they're, like, manacled to the wall. They're tied up or some shit. They're adults. Like, who cares?
They're what on the walls?
Manacle. It's like the dungeon chain shit. Sorry, I played a lot of, like, fantasy games as a kid. Learned it from a magic card.
What kind
card.
Of fantasies are you talking about?
You don't have
him as a kid? You pretended to be a sex slave as a kid?
Yeah, I've heard, I believe I can fly, and immediately that's where my brain went.
No, I don't, like, that whole thing was, like, so bizarre. And first of all, I don't give a fuck about the story at all.
About black
women? Because, yeah.
No,
because
it's
black women.
Well, it's like, if you're willingly...
You're horrible.
If you're willing...
Blue Shorts doesn't care about black people.
That's the fun, still yeah. the funniest video of all time. Can you please do like, that?
Or Mike Myers.
Yeah. God, Mike Myers sitting there just so fucking
and his eyes like started like darting around.
Yeah.
Like no response is the right
it's
response.
It's just help me in Morse code. Yeah.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
George Bush.
Yeah. It's the funniest fucking
What was
thing.
He trying to do there? Like...
He was trying to raise awareness.
Everything Kanye does is based on getting more people to pay attention to him.
That's yeah.
true. Think about
remember when he made that Jim Vance post?
Dude, he got dude, remember when he went to fucking Trump Tower right after the election?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why are we all looking around like fucking ghosts in the room?
You're right, though. It's like that's his bit.
It's brilliant, though.
It is fucking brilliant.
I was reading a story about him and how like he was performing. It was when he was a known, like nobody knew who he was, and he was performing at some like festival or something with a bunch of like rich white people, and nobody was paying attention to him because they didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And he like breaks out into this like crazy diatribe on stage, like, "Hey, y'all better pay attention to me. Y'all gonna know who I am like 5 years from now, blah blah blah," and like going crazy on the people for not paying attention to him. And I was like, the balls, because I mean, we've all bombed on stage.
I was gonna say, imagine
we've
in
all
a different
been
context,
not paying
some
attention
of us more
to
than others. Yeah,
an open micer doing that.
Yeah, dude. Like when I performed my rap song at Sub Dogs and saw the sea of people not even looking at me.
Yeah.
I just wanted it to end right away.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you just wanted to get off the stage halfway through. Yeah.
I didn't want to demand or command attention from anybody who wasn't willing to give it to me. So like reading that story and to think about like him having the gall to do that is insane to me.
Can you imagine if you'd said that to all those people?
Y'all gonna know who I
am. Hey, fuck y'all.
Y'all gonna know the Sup Dog song. Yeah, that's crazy.
That is supremely ballsy is what it is.
I guess.
I think it takes, that's what it takes to.
It does, yeah, because I was going to say, the analogy I can come up with.
Yeah, but I don't think,
isn't
he kind of unique, though? Like,
yeah.
He's not like.
Not everybody.
I don't think it takes that.
Right.
Like,
but it takes that level of confidence.
It takes some sort of thing that's like diametrically opposed to posting something that's going viral and then deleting it as soon as it starts going viral.
Like, I am Kanye West, Mr. Glass.
Yeah. Definitely the opposite of that.
But I'm saying, like, you have to be so sure that you're right and everybody's wrong, whether you're vocal about it or it's just something you have, like, internally. Well, I think we all have that sort of.
Yeah, seriously.
That's fucking, that's Trump, too, though.
Yeah.
Jewish bit was
thing.
Gold.
Like, he said, I don't give a fuck what you think. Like, his perspective was, I don't give a fuck. Everybody apologizes. I don't give a shit about your fucking, like, demanding me to apologize. And he tied it in perfectly with the right rhetoric and. He fucking used it to become fucking president.
I mean, just like Hitler, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So what are we doing here? Are we doing the bit?
Doing a bit.
Oh, you mean going putting a few back?
Yeah.
We can punch out if you want.
Why don't we do a live appearance at the bit?
Okay, sure.
I've been trying to build up that for months, but then John always like ruins the bit by saying what the bit is.
Yeah.
Well,
John
has no commitment
whatsoever to any bits.
What about the Jewish bit?
I should have seen this coming. Yeah, that was the only shocker. The one time he has a terrible fucking bit, he overly commits to it.
Well, he helped you commit to your character bit.
That's true.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
But he had no choice because you weren't backing down from that.
That's true.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, a part of me does think that the last show, whenever it was. Uh-huh. Was payback in some way. Like, I don't know if you would ever admit to it.
Passive-aggressively getting you back?
Right.
I might give you my subconscious
John's
or something.
John's a cunt like that.
It was not planned. I'll say that.
Right. Yeah.
Why did that bit make you so angry?
It was just annoying, and it fucking sucked. It was boring.
I bet he gets exactly like this when you put him in front of a Woody Allen movie.
Oh, right, because you're such a genius, John. Oh, yeah, 1600, I know, you got the proof.
No, he's saying you're anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
Stupid.
Like, he hears the opening notes to Schindler's List, he's like, fuck. Can we put
Fast
on something
forward,
else?
Fast forward, please. Where's Liam? Oh, he's back.
Schindler's List, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
All right.
I hope it's a fucking crowd.
Hey, did
crowd
you pull up
so
the Kanye thing?
What's that?
Did you pull up the Kanye thing?
Which Kanye
Judge
thing?
Bush doesn't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
About black people.
John hates adding elements to the show.
I add an element of laziness.
I need some way for me to get that over here so I can pull up those clips.
That would be nice. So I'm going to not
George
air the
Bush.
YouTube ad.
By the way, this was Katrina. Like, this was about, like...
With the breach of three levees
it was
protecting
a big deal.
New Orleans, the landscape of the city has changed dramatically.
how earnest Mike Myers is. The breach of three levees. Just fucking, he's Walter Cronkite over
See,
here.
See, I prefer the shorter clip, but I can find them both funny.
Okay.
Tragically, and for
and Kanye is like just sitting there unflinching, staring right at the camera like a fucking psychopath.
Well, he knows exactly what he's
exactly
gonna do.
Like a guy who's about to chop the head off someone in a jihadi video.
By the way, I apologize for that last thing that I said. That was like douchey and comedy hipsterish.
What'd you say?
I prefer the shorter clip, but
I have a shit attention span too.
I can
too.
Find humor in both.
I was more offended by your blatant anti-Semitism than that, but we'll continue. What are you
gonna do? Perhaps irreversibly. There's now over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods.
Oh. I hate the way they portray us in the media.
Oh my God.
See a black family.
Fucking
they
hell.
Says they're looting. See a white family that says.
He is not giving a shit.
And you know, oh it's been 5 days
God.
Because most of the people are black and
Mike Myers is like, do I not?
I'll be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the teacher TV because it's
the
too
teacher
hard to
TV.
Watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give and
oh,
just
that
to imagine
dope.
if I was down there and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor.
Like if you watch.
Dude, he's a total loose cannon.
Holy shit.
Like you can never put him in a position like that.
Just think about how different what he's saying is from what Mike Myers was saying. Mike Myers was just going on with the program. Then he's like, all of these people are starving, and I hate the way they're portraying us in the media.
Yeah.
What the fuck? What's going on here?
Like, Mike Myers, if you watch his face while listening to Kanye's
but
audio,
he's right. I think we all
that is
that.
A man.
I'm sure.
His face looks like he's seeing his future die in front of him. It's
well, I mean,
fucking
I can't
incredible.
Remember the last movie
the,
he
the
made
black
since
people...
then.
No, this, it's really...
You're saying Kanye killed
was
Mike?
Was some sort of kiss of
so.
Death. Yeah.
The less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help.
So he hears the Red Cross part and finally he's like, fuck, something I can nod to.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Enthusiastic.
Are
yes.
At war right now, fighting another way. I mean, they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
What?
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating.
I chose to pick it back up.
Man, he's a pro.
Rebuild and remain in the area. The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people. Please call.
That's what makes it so funny, is they're just saying two totally different fucking things. Like, completely different.
He has already shoved one arm completely up Mike Myers' ass, and Mike Myers is just starting to, like, take a breath. And he's like, here's what I got for Act 2, motherfucker. And just wears him like a Muppet. God.
George Bush doesn't care about
George Bush doesn't care
about black people.
I love how he like progresses, like it gets worse and worse.
Oh yeah.
Like the first thing he said was kind of like okay, so like this is kind of about race, okay. And then he goes, you know, we're in a war out here. They shooting us, blah blah. And then the closer, the finisher.
Yeah.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
God. He couldn't get any worse.
No. That dude is so extreme, man. He does not give an F.
George Bush is Hitler.
Yeah. Holy shit.
All right.
Well, yeah. It seems like cool. Oats wants to get some delicious fried clams.
No. I just.
Oh no. Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. What else do you guys want to chat about?
I'm sized. Yeah.
Chat about.
Sized for protein shakes?
Yeah, for whatever.
Do you guys ever want to go to England or anything like that? I really want to go to England.
Yeah, but
I don't need
get
to get the hell
to get
out of this country.
Killed by a truck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, no,
yeah, we're American. We demand to be shot.
Right. Yeah,
like a
right.
stabbing. Like, can you imagine going to a pub and then you're stabbed? They're
yeah,
big,
that
they're
would
big
suck.
On the knives over there.
Well, cool. Yeah, it's hard to get guns, I guess.
Well, now that the wheels have come off.
I got him right here.
Is there
the
a place
Incredible
where
Hulk.
Can't get into a street fight?
Incredible
Hulk. won't really.
There are countries where they're super polite and would rather. Let you win.
I just want to hang out in Canada.
Yeah, we could do that.
Let's do that. Totally. Let's make a live Canada show.
Live? What? Like, live like the Montreal Comedy Festival or something?
Exactly.
I'm down.
Me too.
I kind of feel we had like five silly ideas in the span of 30 seconds. We'll act on none of them, but they were good ideas.
John,
that's the key.
This is.
he's trying to stop us already.
He's serious. He's serious. He's not joking.
I'm just trying to delete the post.
We're not
going to
do any of them. Yeah. Yeah. Like, what a fucking loser.
I'll go with you guys.
Sorry. Thanks for inviting me, guys.
Yeah.
It's great having you.
Thanks for coming on.
Someone who can appreciate the Jewish people.
I slept most of the way through it.
Well, this was actually the song that Jim Vance selected to sign off with on the 6 p.m. newscast. That's why I like it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I would hear these
notes. Oh, you're
notes.
Serious. I can't tell. You lie about everything.
I'm XM. It is legit. This is these notes kicking in right here. This, you knew your night was about to end.
Oh, nice. You saved your life, man.
He did. He did. He got me out of the crack game.
Out of the game.
Never. Can't put a price on that shit. Oathman, thank you for coming in, man. And please do so more often, I guess.
Yeah, man.
Are you finally done with classes and all that shit? Or
yeah, for the time being.
Sounds good.
I've given up on most things.
Cool. Yeah,
my waistline.
That's where I like my friends.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to my hood.
Listen to how readily Pete encourages that so he can still be the only skinny bitch in the cast.
Skinny
like,
bitch.
It's like his long con.
Like, hey, let's go to this place that has all you can eat sliders. Yeah, and he sits there with a fucking bucket of ice chips. Piece of shit. At Othello BT.
Yeah, at Othello BT.
You're on the Rodcast if they want to give that a listen.
Yeah. In like a year or something, I'm going to have some music available.
That's cool.
OthelloBT.com.
Like this? Are you going to rap over this?
Yeah, that would be cool, actually.
I would like that.
Yeah. It's all about Jim Vance. And
memory of my trigger, Jim Vance.
Aspiring drug dealers.
And Kanye.
Yeah. George Bush doesn't care.
About Jim Vance.
Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, anytime. Chris, good to have you.
Chris.
Chris.
Hey, if you want a menthol cigarette, just play around with the filter a little bit.
Hey, what the fuck, man?
You
what
know,
you
like
mean?
A cool or a Newport or something.
Like a cool.
The version of that for me and Chris. Hey, there's a 40% fewer calories cookie they have inside. What do you mean? And Pete. Guys, yeah.
Hey.
Pete, producer Pete. You've had things on your plate tonight,
producer,
sir.
Why is your name producer Pete now?
Because it's his way of like, no, it's his way of like
being
a certain status over Pete.
Oh.
Yeah.
Producer, maybe?
N-word Jim. Producer Pete.
N-word Jim.
All right.
I don't think we want to play that one.
Yeah, okay. We're going to listen to fuck music and not do outros. In Papa's Basement is the website. Papa's Basement on iTunes, on Stitcher. At Papa's Basement, P-A-P-A, not two P's. If you want to
support a failure,
find me. Yeah, you know what? Bad. Support a failure. All right. Till the next one.